My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Your guest lineup on the show today, Dave Richard, will join us at 8 o'clock. We'll talk fantasy football, of course, with him, as there are a ton of drafts happening this weekend heading into the NFL regular season. And Armen Gitayen scheduled to join us at 8:40. He's the co-author of a new book, The Prize, What It Takes to Win in College Football's Era of Chaos. So he will join us at 8:40.
You know, real quick, I just want to give a shout-out to my little daughter. I tweeted this yesterday. She decided the night before to run for class president.
Oh,
she
nice.
Wrote her little speech, and
what's
she
her
won.
Platform?
She won. She's class
she
president.
She won.
What year is she again?
On. She can decide sophomore. The night before. That seems kind of like a rash decision.
Must have not have been a lot of competition.
You don't have to run like a campaign or anything.
She had an overnight campaign.
Okay.
And the next day, she went around the lunchroom, camp politics for votes, and she won.
How big is the class?
I don't know, but there were like, I think what helped her is
she goes to a private school, so it's probably
Holy
small.
Cross. 100 people? I don't know. I probably should know.
Like the middle school you guys always tease me about?
Yeah.
You could pull something off like that because I believe there were two classes of about 25 people. So it was maybe 50 people.
Yeah. No, I think it's at least 100, but you know, I could be wrong.
But I never had the Student Government Association bug to bite me.
Neither
back
did
in the
I.
Day.
It's so funny because my wife and I aren't this way.
Yeah.
And do you know that my other kid, not Meg, Stephen, was class president in sixth grade?
Yeah, nice job.
Long history of politics in the
leaders.
Bickle household.
What's going on? Leaders, the Bickles.
Well,
what's
you
going
are,
on?
You are a political nut, so I'm not surprised.
There's,
you're very into it.
I am, but that has nothing to do with this.
What do you try and do?
Trickle
as
down.
A,
trickle down.
As a high school
I think
class
she said
president,
she's
do you try and
balls.
Like get a vending machine or?
They don't even do that. I think you just have to clean up after like the homecomings and you know what I mean. Like
you're,
just
got, yeah, you're in charge of the like the school activities
right.
Specifically.
Oh, I thought you lobby for things.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Were you a president or something? Were
I
you
was
on that?
I was the secretary of the National Honor Society.
Look at you, nerd. What are you doing over there?
National
look
Honor
at
Society.
Look at Valdez.
No, but the senior year, the class president is in charge of all of the reunions.
Right.
Okay.
They're
like
in charge
pain.
Of they're in charge of prom.
You mean and, like in the future?
Yeah, yeah, like the 5-year
so it's
10-year
like a lifetime
yes.
Deal.
At least that's what it was at our school.
Yeah.
And then probably you're in true. Charge of senior year, at least. You're in charge of like the prom and the prom
right.
theme.
Well, right. That sounds like a big responsibility.
And it's a massive responsibility.
She just told me that she has to do weekly meetings and then like clean up after like their dances and homecomings.
Ah,
and prepare,
okay.
You know, whatever.
Right. That's the main thing, is, yeah. At least for the students, is the homecoming dances.
Yeah.
Like the homecoming parade. Well, you don't have a parade, but like
yeah.
For the football games and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those are the main things that she'll be in charge of.
So she did it. She said, I mean,
it's the
I'm
things
stunned.
That the students care about.
Zero influence. I have zero influence on any academic pursuits of any of my kids. Literally zero.
Mm-hmm.
So I get no credit for any of it.
Yeah.
But she said she just wanted to do it because it would look good for college.
Yep.
It'll look very good for
sure
college.
Sure does.
That's
pretty
what
smart.
My son's doing, dual enrollment. I don't think he's doing dual enrollment, I think, for two reasons.
Oh, you do like community college and?
Correct. Yeah, he leaves school every day at like 11:45.
Right. So he's already taken some classes.
He starts on Monday, or I guess maybe Wednesday at Montgomery College.
He accumulates some good credits. He may save a few bucks.
And he's a senior, correct?
Yeah.
Senior.
Yeah.
I was just trying not to fail out as a senior in high school. I mean, just to get admitted to a college.
I was actually bumping down classes. Like, he's jumping up, taking AP and a beyond AP. I was like, do I have to take calculus? Can I take computer math?
I mean, it's the same thing for me. I mean, it's not even in my stratosphere.
Right.
Like, I mean, I not only didn't care about school, I hated school. Like, I was the guy that hated school.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't like anything associated with
it. I liked some of the professors/priests, but I did not like school.
I mean, sure, I liked some of those guys,
you know,
too.
I loved Bray's class. Mike Bray's class.
I mean, I liked
that was
my
the best.
I liked hanging with my friends and like the social aspect.
Sure.
I hated the academic pursuit.
That part stunk.
I didn't like reading. I couldn't lock in. I couldn't read. I mean, I could read, but I couldn't absorb it.
Right.
I didn't like any of it.
Mm-hmm. Also, what is the purpose of reading so many Shakespeare books and Geoffrey Chaucer all these?
I read Canterbury Tales.
Right.
It's one of the worst books I've ever read.
Yeah.
I've ever picked up.
I'm sure I read it, but I can't remember one, you know.
I'm sure I cheated.
Plot
it's
story.
Written in old English.
I can't even
with
imagine.
Real English on the other page.
I hope people don't have to read that.
We have to learn about iambic pentameter.
Yeah. I mean, it's such a waste of time.
Anyway, I just want to give shout out
because
I was super proud of the kid. You know that has an.
Did you find out just post mortem, or did you find out the night before?
Night
and were
before,
you nervous?
But she was putting her little speech together.
She had some nerves because you don't want her to lose.
I actually, be honest with you, I knew she was going to win.
Oh, okay, good.
I just knew she was popular.
Does she have to get up in front of the entire school now to deliver her acceptance speech?
I don't think it's that serious.
No?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
She's the student body president or 10th grade president?
10th grade. Class president. When she told me she was going to run, because she's not a stupid kid, I figured she had already thought in her mind she could, you know what I mean? She'd probably done the math. And she could get these friend groups to vote for her.
She knew she had enough votes.
I knew.
Strong.
I knew if she actually was thinking about doing it, she thought in her head she'd win.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Nice job.
Yeah. So.
Well done.
Nice
Congrats
job.
Congrats to the president. Hail to the chief. 10th grade.
Nice job, Kate. Very cool. Very
cool. Play that music, Valdez.
I think I got the name right.
All right, let's
You got it right, brother. Do you know all my kids' names? I think so.
I know. I just didn't know. Sometimes I get confused between Meg and Kate.
Right.
Nice. On the ages.
Let's get into the Jump Sports page brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
JP, my blood pressure is a little high today because I'm stressed out.
What are you stressing about?
There's a lot going on.
His college survivor. You should see the page that he has. I mean, he does it throughout the show. If anybody's wondering what Jason is writing during the show, he's logging everybody's picks. Mm-hmm. So this week, we each had to turn in 5 teams that are going to survive in college football.
Well, he's got 50. Very stressed.
He's got 50 entrants, and he does it by hand.
Yep, that's the way I do it.
I mean, it's bled over to me. It's so nerdy. Look at what I have here in my backpack. I have schedule grids for the Big 12.
Yep.
The ACC, the SEC.
That ACC one's small.
And the Big Ten.
The Big Ten. And I just have to mark off who I've used.
Yep.
I have to figure out who has a cupcake late in the season. It's stressful.
You're just doing one. He's got to deal with 50.
It's a stressful time.
This is week one. To me, I think an easy one because then he's got to check if people have used certain teams all along the way.
Well, no, that's easy because it's on one page and I can see, just look the column.
I'm stressing
and I can tell if they've used
it. Just a participant. I'm not trying to keep track of all the money, all the picks.
I'm a delegator. I farm that out too.
I can't.
It used to be called the Power 5 Survivor Pool. Now it's obviously the Power 4 because the Pac-12 went bye-bye.
Said bye-bye. Drive's still very upset about it.
But I'm stressed because, the pool, you got to get all your picks in. I got fantasy. There's 21 games tonight in college football.
You farmed out a fantasy draft to Cakes, right?
So how do
you
do?
It's this weekend.
Because
I'll be at the Virginia Tech Vandy game during
the draft.
I
have fantasy drafts of my own. Now I'm drafting for this dog.
But did you farm out one?
Did I farm out one? I don't think so. Not that I know of.
Who farmed out one to Zach Kruger?
Oh, yeah, I did.
You did.
Because I was playing poker. I called Zach Kruger. I said, I need your help. I need you to draft for me. And he was more than happy to do it, to step in.
Now, so, remember the league that you're drafting for me, Weekend Warriors League.
Yes.
It's a lot of good dudes.
Okay.
A lot of firefighters, a lot of police officers, retired firefighters and police officers. Good dudes. There's 14 teams in that league. All right. 14.
That's a big one.
It's a big one.
That's a big boy.
Right, so you just got to be all, you got to be on your game.
I'll be fine.
All right.
I just need to put a reminder in my phone so I don't sleep on it. You don't get an auto draft team.
But Bickle, it's not just that. It's, you know, it's the pools. It's the gambling. It's the fantasy. I'm three college fantasy leagues. I get anxious before I travel, and I'm traveling tomorrow. I get anxious.
I'm traveling tomorrow too.
Going to Nashville.
I would pare down your college leagues from three to one.
Next year? I'll probably pare it down to 3 to 2. I do enjoy them.
They're fine, but three seems gratuitous.
I know. One of them I've been in for. It was Bodie's league. I've been in that forever. I didn't want to tell him no. And then the other two I've been in for a while. So I'll probably pare it down and cut it back.
Are you anxious because you're traveling? Like, via plane, or just because you're leaving the house?
Everything combined.
Yeah, the plane, airport.
Once I'm on the plane, I'm fine. But just getting
packing hours.
And making sure you got enough in your backpack and getting to the airport getting through security, getting on the plane.
First class tickets this time?
No.
I got
economy plus.
Flying with the common man.
I mean, it's like an hour and 10 flight.
Yeah.
It's economy plus.
You better have an aisle seat, those big long legs.
I got an aisle seat.
Yeah.
The only thing with the aisle seats is they hit you with the cart. I've actually started to transition to whatever they call
window.
The other one. Window seat.
Yeah, it's a window
and then
seat.
Window.
That's what they call it.
Yeah. And then tickets to the game on Saturday. Now, look, going to Vanderbilt games isn't like going to an Ohio State game.
Right.
No. I can't imagine it's good. But I got my buddy Roman, who's going to give me 4 tickets. I got to meet him down there to get the tickets.
You know what it looked like?
Chris Doring.
He did come through for you?
Well, he said, you're good. I got 3 other tickets for you. Ah. What's your email? I sent
now
him
you're
my email.
7?
I got 7 tickets, and they're all going to be used.
Very good.
And I sent him my email, but I haven't received them yet.
Who's using the other 2?
My daughter's friends are going.
Nice.
So here's
and my daughter's, one of her best friends, who also went to Virginia Tech, lives in Nashville.
Here's what the stadium looked like.
I just take care of all kinds of people,
you do.
JP.
Yeah, that's why you're so stressed.
I am.
You got to care less about people like me.
Yeah, if you don't care, then
So when I was there, I told you I went to the breakfast spot and was right by the stadium. It looked like it was under construction. Do you remember Bird Stadium? Whatever the hell they're calling it now.
It's now Maryland CQ
stadium.
Field.
CQ, whatever the hell they call it. I can't
keep
track.
CQ Field, EB.
Well, when it was called Bird Stadium, when we were there and they had like bleachers, like in the end zone, like old school, like high school bleachers.
Yeah. Temporary bleachers, yeah.
That's kind of what it looks like.
At First Bank?
When I was there. Now, maybe they've upgraded some of that.
He's looking at Vanderbilt Stadium. You're going to the game where the Titans play.
No, I'm not.
You're not?
No, they're playing at Vanderbilt.
Oh, I'm incorrect.
I was at both. I went to that. That's a fine stadium.
Yeah. And it's 2 blocks away from
the Vanderbilt.
You're going to First Bank Stadium.
Correct.
The Vanderbilt Stadium literally looked like an old dump.
Well, it might be.
It's been upgraded.
It might be. I don't know. I have no idea. I was told it's small and kind of dumpy and old, but I think that they did refurbish a little bit of it.
Yeah.
VTech Lane.
But it doesn't matter. You're just going for the game. Yeah. Like, you don't really care. Like, you know, what do you care?
No. I just want to make sure I got the tickets all down.
Oh, he'll care if Virginia Tech loses against
Bears. We can't lose to them.
Can't lose to Vanderbilt.
Do you have post-game plans? Like, can you hit certain night spots?
Yeah. Apparently, there's a couple good restaurants that we're going to go to. One of them from a listener who lives down there.
Yeah, you leaning on your concierge listener?
I think his name was Jake. Okay. Grabby. Did you talk to Jake yesterday?
Yeah, you got to do. You got to go to one of the spots where they play live music. Are you doing that?
I'm sure we will, but
forget his name.
We're going to a restaurant called Hall's Chop House. Apparently, it's bald.
Sounds delicious.
I've been to Hall's in Charleston.
Yeah, there's a Hall's in Charleston.
Good. Very good.
You know what? I think I've been to that one.
You'll enjoy it.
It's very, very, very good food.
Yeah.
So, with this guy, he's got all kinds of connections. Anyway, so hi, I got to take my Lusartan, my blood pressure medicine. 21 games. Your first game is 6 o'clock today. So if you're in any college fantasy or survivor pools, 6 o'clock at Rutgers is going to play the Howard Bison at 6 o'clock up there in New Jersey.
I did not burn Rutgers in my Big Ten.
A lot of people took Rutgers this weekend. A lot of people took Rutgers. Okay. They got a new quarterback transfer from Minnesota.
Go Bison. I'm praying for a big upset.
A lot of ACC teams playing tonight with new quarterbacks. NC State's playing tonight against Western Carolina. NC State's new quarterback is Grayson McCall, who was at Coastal Carolina. Wake Forest is playing NCA&T. They've got a new quarterback. It's Hank Bachmeyer. He's on his third school. He was a stud freshman for Boise State, seems like 10 years ago, and he's transferred a couple times. Now he's finally settled at Wake Forest. Central Florida, new quarterback, KJ Jefferson, coming in from Arkansas.
A lot of guys looking for new majors, huh?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah, the sure. NIL money, they're just getting paid. Arkansas is playing tonight, new quarterback. Kansas is playing tonight. Not a new quarterback, but Jalen Daniels is his name. Dual threat, always gets hurt.
Jalen Daniels.
Yeah. Daniels? Yep. Okay.
And he can run. Missouri playing tonight. They're number 11 in the country, and they're playing Murray State.
Need Luther Burden to go off tonight.
They got the best receiver in the country. Utah playing tonight at 9. Cam Rising still there. He seems like he's been there 100 years, and they're ranked 12. So you got a lot of games tonight, 21 of them. We did talk about Noah Brown coming in from for the Commanders. They signed him, receiver, 6'2". Like 225 pounds. They traded John Ridgeway to the Saints for a 6th and a 7th, I think.
Well, no, they swapped, I think.
The old pick swap-a-rooney.
So they get the 6th, they traded a 7th.
They traded the 7th and returned, they got a 6. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So they kind of upgraded one round.
Our board, Taylor Heinicke, was traded.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah. Chargers. Yeah,
going to the Chargers.
Play for hardball.
I think for conditional pick.
And that makes sense, right? Because they have Penix. They don't really need him, right?
That's correct.
Well, correct, right. Yeah. And then, of course, we opened up the show talking about Dylan Cruz. Dylan Cruz hit his first major league bomb in his 9th at bat last night. He was leading off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Because CJ Abrams took the night off and he went 2 for 4, 2 RBIs, hit that bomb, and they beat the Yankees 5-2. Matt Gore was good, 6 innings, 6 hits, 2 earned runs, only walked 1, so it was like his best start in a while. And James Wood, 2 hits, 3 stolen bases. They take 2 out of 3 from the Yankees.
Very good.
That's a great. That hooked us.
You didn't
very
think that impressive. Was going to happen.
That definitely helped us. That's a bonus win.
If you would have said, all right, who wins the series, yeah. I would have put a lot of money on the Yankees taking at least 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
And I would have lost.
All right, don't forget, coming up at 8 o'clock, Dave Richard will join us. He will give valuable fantasy football advice for your drafts heading into the weekend. When we come back, we'll tell you about a Maryland city that is incentivizing you to move there by paying you $20,000. We'll tell you what city it is next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.